Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 254,927 views on Sunday, the 28th of June 2020, our article of the day is David Bowie. David Robert Jones, the 8th of January 1947, the 10th of January 2016, known professionally as David Bowie, Bowie, was an English singer-songwriter and actor. He was a leading figure in the music industry and is considered one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. He was acclaimed by critics and musicians, particularly for his innovative work during the 1970s. His career was marked by reinvention and visual presentation, with his music and stagecraft having a significant impact on popular music. During his lifetime, his record sales, estimated at over 100 million records worldwide, made him one of the world's best-selling music artists. In the UK, he was awarded 10 platinum album certifications, 11 gold and 8 silver, and released 11 number one albums. In the US, he received 5 platinum and 9 gold certifications. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Rolling Stone placed him among its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, and following his death in 2016, Bowie was dubbed the greatest rock star ever by the magazine. Born in Brixton, South London, Bowie developed an interest in music as a child, eventually studying art, music and design before embarking on a professional career as a musician in 1963. Space Oddity became his first top 5 entry on the UK singles chart after its release in July 1969. After a period of experimentation, he re-emerged in 1972 during the glam rock era with his flamboyant and androgynous alter ego Ziggy Stardust. The character was spearheaded by the success of his single Starman and album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, which won him widespread popularity. In 1975, Bowie's style shifted radically towards a sound he characterized as plastic soul, initially alienating many of his UK devotees but garnering him his first major US crossover success with the number one single Fame and the album Young Americans. In 1976, Bowie starred in the cult film The Man Who Fell to Earth, directed by Nicholas Roeg, and released Station to Station. In 1977, he further confounded musical expectations with the electronic-inflected album Low, the first of 3 collaborations with Brian Eno that came to be known as the Berlin Trilogy. Heroes, 1977, and Lodger, 1979, followed. Each album reached the UK top 5 and received lasting critical praise. After uneven commercial success in the late 1970s, Bowie had UK number ones with the 1980 single Ashes to Ashes, its parent album Scary Monsters, and Super Creeps, and Under Pressure, a 1981 collaboration with Queen. He reached his commercial peak in 1983 with Let's Dance. The album's title track topped both UK and US charts. Throughout the 1990s and 2000s, Bowie continued to experiment with musical styles, including industrial and jungle. He also continued acting. His roles included Major Jack Sellers in Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, 1983, Jareth the Goblin King in Labyrinth, 1986, Pontius Pilate in The Last Temptation of Christ, 1988, and Nikola Tesla in The Prestige, 2006, among other film and television appearances and cameos. He stopped touring after 2004, and his last live performance was at a charity event in 2006. In 2013, Bowie returned from a decade-long recording hiatus with The Next Day. He remained musically active until he died of liver cancer at his home in New York City, 2 days after his 69th birthday and the release of his final album, Black Star, 2016. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:25 UTC on Monday, the 29th of June 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for David Bowie. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.